Donald Trump is speaking out as the FBI investigates what they say was an apparent assassination attempt. In an email, the former president told his supporters, quote, "There were gunshots in my vicinity, but before rumors start spiraling out of control, I wanted you to hear this first. I am safe and well. Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender." On Truth Social, Trump wrote in part, "I would like to thank everyone for your concern and well wishes. It was certainly an interesting day."
Well, well, well. Apparently, when I had mentioned that this will happen again, and it will happen again, it's happened again. This is absolutely, utterly insane, and I'm going to get into as much as I possibly can without giving any disinformation, supposition, or anything else of that nature. So here we go.
And vote. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote on election day. I don't care how, but you have to get out and vote. And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years. You know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian.
Okay, so there's a lot of questions here, but here's the answer to all the questions. This is an agenda. Trump is in on it, like he just said. Just go out and vote, and you'll never have to do it again. Because that makes sense, right? Because once you vote someone into president, they're president forever, or they're the last president. Just like in this book from the 1890s, The Last President, that shows Barron and Donald Trump. And of course, you've got, oh my. I was just going to say, oh my, this is on Snopes, and they said, it's mostly true. Well, that's queer, huh? That's queer. So here's what we got. We got a dude that is some sort of a whack job CIA operative, okay? He's got a Facebook page. The first person he ever followed is an ex-CIA woman. It doesn't even make any sense whatsoever at all, but the guy that got killed last time, the one that was, everybody was could see him carrying around a gun, carrying around a ladder, getting on a roof, setting up his rifle. They were telling people over and over and over again. Him and this new guy were both in BlackRock commercials. That's just a coincidence. It's completely coincidental. And according to Microsoft Start, was Trump assassination in a BlackRock ad? Well, the answer is yes, because there he is right there. He looks like Bozo the Clown. But this guy somehow, magically, this dude right here, figured out exactly where he was going to be. He figured out where Trump was going to be. He took this enormous Russian-made rifle, a sniper rifle for all intents and purposes, somehow flew from Hawaii with it. Even my father finds this interesting. Like, he got on an airplane with an enormous sniper rifle. Okay, cool. That makes perfect sense. And he knew exactly where Trump was going to be in order for him to be at Trump's private golf course, the golf course that Trump owns. I shouldn't say private. But the place is crawling with Secret Service. Trump's already been shot at once, but this guy knew right where he was going to be. And somehow, Secret Service noticed the muzzle of his gun, which is this big and black, sticking out of bushes, and they shot at him, and he took off. This is utterly, entirely insane. This is to create civil war, period. And you know why I say that? When I put up the movie Civil War on my BitChute channel, because the entire movie from the movie theater from 2024 is live on BitChute for everyone to watch, the movie is pointless. It makes no sense. They never explain how the war started. They don't explain anything. They just show what it looks like for America to be getting bombed by F-16s in New York City, something we should never see, but we're going to. The only point of the movie is you're following these photographers, war journalists, through the country to Washington, D.C., and the only thing that they show and the only thing that makes any sense in the movie is the president getting killed, getting shot and killed in front of the mainstream. Well, apparently they've tried to pull that off twice, or they didn't try to pull it off, because Trump is in on this, okay? He's not a Christian, you're not a Christian, you'll never have to vote again. He straight up says it, man. They tell us everything because they know people are too stupid to catch anything. You see what I'm saying? Real quick, I went and met two of my subscribers yesterday someplace in Indiana, and they gave me this book. And this is a book that they wrote. They wrote two of these books. Now, everybody, I don't know how many people have given me books over the years. It's unbelievable how many books I get in the mail. But every time I meet somebody, they got a book. I'll tell you what. I looked at this, and the first thing I said, it's the first thing I say to anybody, is that an audiobook? Do you have this in audiobook? And he said, no. So I stayed at their place overnight. We hung out. They made me a mean ribeye steak. These people, first of all, these people were phenomenal. Every time I go to meet subscribers, I have to keep in the back of my mind, are these people drawing me in because I said something that pissed them off and they're going to try to shoot me? I have to think that. And everybody understands it. I have to think that. So I got to their area. I did a little recon. I checked out their house, which is incredibly difficult to find because it was off GPS, which is nice. When I met these people, I wish I was there the day before. I wish I could have spent more time with them. They were both in their 50s, just a couple of years younger than I was. But if I had to guess, I would have guessed he was 42 and she was 38. These were real, honest-to-goodness Christians, so much so that they wrote a book about it. And this book, I started reading this, okay? And within 30 minutes, I was on 20 pages, and I was dying to read more. And didn't even realize I'm in this. I didn't know that. There's a lot of people in this. This book's on Amazon for $13. I promise you it's the best book you've ever read. When have I ever pushed a book? Seriously. Edward Hendry, how many times did I have him on? The lawyer that went to Flat Earth and wrote books proving it. I've never pushed any book. This book helps you understand the Bible, and that's what I wanted. And he makes it, it's like if I was a biblical scholar that understood all the conspiracies that we've lived through and how they tie into the Bible. He did this. And that's not his real name. It's a pen name. He's not... At any rate, whatever. These people have a full-size shooting range. The wife was incredibly attractive. Her husband was incredibly handsome, and they were married in the traditional Christian way, and yet they were both highly successful people. She was a Christian wife, as described in the Bible. That's anti-feminism. Highly successful, highly motivated, and this girl made me look like a one-eyed, handicapped blind man with a burlap sack over my head on the shooting range. This girl could light them up. Boom, boom, boom. It was unbelievable. I was wholly impressed, and their entire setup is exactly what... I said it to their faces, I'll say it again. If we had another 5,000 couples just like them, we'd have a fight. But sadly, I don't think we are. I don't think we do. But hopefully, when I meet my next set of subscribers, they're the same, and so on, and so on, and so on. You can't communicate on any of the platforms. If you want to talk to somebody about anything of any relevance, you got to do it face-to-face, and that's what I've been doing. Confusion in Christianity. I'll leave a link below. It's $13. And, oh, by the way, all 100% of the profits from this book, he's sending to Sheila Skiba, you know, Rob Skiba's wife. You ever heard of Rob Skiba? Yeah, it's this guy. No, not this guy.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today is the 6th of June. It's 2017, and you guys have been asking me for about 7-8 months so far. I finally got a hold of him, the man, the myth, the legend, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Skiba. What's up, brother?
Hey, Richie, how you doing, man?
Not too bad.
The man, the myth, the legend. Wow.
Indeed. There's not too many people that are speaking these days with the actual Nephilim skull in the background. So,
okay, so yeah, I've gone back and forth with Rob several times, and when he passed away, I found it highly suspect the way the media somehow clouded the entire thing, because you couldn't find a thing about Rob dying in the local newspaper, but you could find an elderly dude named Rob Skiba. I mean, it was just crazy. The way they did him was dirty, and they made it look bad in the after the fact. You know what I'm saying? At any rate, all proceeds from this book are going to his wife directly, 100%. These guys, these two people, I wish all my subscribers are like this. And you know what? Maybe a lot of you are, but I've met a lot of you. And sadly, a lot of people just want to take selfies and this, that, and the other thing. So it is what it is. At any rate, let's get back to this Trump shooter fella, shall we? So this is an interview, the guy that they allegedly somehow knew exactly where Donald Trump was going to be, and he set up on him at his own golf course. This is an interview he did back in 2022.
And what are you doing here in Ukraine?
My initial goal.
Real quick, this whack job is, he's my age exactly, I think. Actually, he's a year older than me. This guy was being interviewed because in 2022, he was flying out to the Ukraine. Dude my age, no military experience, dresses like a clown all the time. Every time I see him, he looks like Krusty the Clown, but whatever. He was flying out to the Ukraine trying to get people to help the Ukrainians fight Russia. No military. It makes zero sense. Zero sense, but still. Newsweek interviewed him about this. And let me come back to the him flying to the Ukraine to help fight the war. Let me come back to that in a bit. But here's Bozo the Clown being interviewed by Newsweek.
Initial goal was to come and fight. I think, you know, everybody around the globe should be motivated to come here and support the Ukrainians and support the army, no matter what gender, age, anything. Everybody should be here supporting the army. But I'm 56, so initially they were like, well, I have no military experience. So they're like, you're not an ideal candidate. So they said, not right this minute. So plan B was to come here to Kyiv and promote getting more people here. You know, we need thousands and thousands and thousands of people here fighting with the Ukrainians. We need.
So yeah, this guy right here, they're like, what are you doing here? This guy looks like a drunk or a pedophile, clown, whatever. It makes absolutely zero sense. But according to the story, this guy, whose first friend and the first person he friended on Facebook ever, is CIA. You know what I mean? This dude flew to the Ukraine to help the Ukrainian army fight against Russia. And somehow he with zero base, with zero friends, with zero followings, with zero influence, with zero clout, this dude was trying to gather an army to help fight, even though he can't. It looks like he has to fight to put his shirt on. I mean, look at this dude. And then you find out this right here. In 2002, this dude, the same exact dude, got arrested for weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. The guy got arrested in 2002 for weapons of mass destruction. Now, the weapons of mass destruction was a machine gun, a fully automatic machine gun. So it was basically an AR-15 that was an M-16 or an AK-47 that was fully, AK-47 and a GoPro. That must have been recently. That must have been at the golf course. Yeah, it is. All right, so never mind. At any rate, the weapons of mass destruction was a fully automatic machine gun. You know how they always call ARs are automatic? They're not automatic. It's like a Canon camera. Point, shoot, shoot, shoot. What this guy had, point, boom, till all your bullets are gone. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you a secret. Let me ask you a question. How did you get hit with a Class F felony? I don't even know anybody that's ever been hit with a Class F felony. And everybody I know, for the most part, has been down that route at one point or another. A Class F felony? You ain't getting on a plane to go to the Ukraine to gather up an army from wherever you think you're going to gather them up. How is some white dude that looks like Bozo the Clown after he's been drinking for 3 years straight, how is he going to go to the Ukraine and raise an army when the Ukraine army is already in Ukraine and that's where they're from? None of it makes any sense. It's special ops. It's black ops. This dude and the other dude that allegedly shot at Trump were both in commercials for BlackRock. BlackRock is not a good company. BlackRock is what makes sure that we're at war every single day of my life. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. They were both in BlackRock commercials. This is all tied together. This will happen again. They need to get some, I mean, I don't understand. Maybe they're just getting the excitement up. Maybe they need a certain date in mind. Maybe they're just not ready yet. Or maybe they haven't got the reaction they're hoping for. Because when are Americans going to finally say, Donald Trump's not going to help anybody? He's not going to help anybody. He's not a Christian. You heard him say it himself. And you can see, I mean, I have. I was, myself, many fish, many other people have sat and listened to it over and over and over. Over and over and over. If you vote for me, my beautiful Christians that I love so much, I'm not a Christian. But if you vote for me, you'll never have to do it again. What the F does that even mean? Do you see what I'm saying? And what is he pushing? Bitcoin, which is a digital dollar, which means social credit rate, social credit score. So me and you, we won't have any money because you got to keep your mouth shut like all these giant YouTubers and play the game and help perpetuate the fall of the country, which I will not do. I won't do that. I refuse. So with that being said, let me leave you with this.
So the new Trump assassin just dropped, and there's some spicy details already. Ryan Routh, very strange guy who's lived a very strange life. And this time, the internet was wise and archived all of his socials as much as possible before the FBI took it all down. So here's some basics on what we know about him, and one really interesting rabbit hole about who he might be. Right off the bat, though, it's super early. This is all speculative. Take your time, pump the brakes. We're just digging through dirty laundry. We don't know what sticks yet.
But it still stinks a lot.
But this guy is a private American citizen who traveled to Ukraine on his own dime, to help recruit civilian soldiers to fight for Ukraine and Afghan special forces. He was like recruiting on his Facebook page. Here's an archive of all of his tweets that look pretty damn automated to me. They pretty much all look like this. In a past life in Hawaii, he apparently ran this company that made a single tiny home and a single Facebook page and never did anything else with it. Super weird. But I grabbed everyone that he followed on Twitter before they deleted it. He only followed 60. And right down at the bottom of that list, which I think indicates his first follow, is this girl named Soo Kim, who is ex-CIA along with some other very interesting things.
I think the internet is a very healthy thing because it helps us recognize patterns that specific people never wanted us to realize is happening. And the pattern is that you have two groups that are in power and there might be somebody at the top. I just didn't expect to see CIA again in such a situation. I'm not pointing finger, I'm just saying it's suspicious.
Now again, reminder, this is just speculation, digging through Twitter dirt. Maybe this chick is just a wonderful, patriotic person that's helping America. Who knows? But her account is private, meaning why does he follow her? I've been digging around, and one of my followers said that they found her in the people that follow him back. I have not been able to confirm that for myself because they took the account down. If you've got a video of the 1.2 thousand followers that followed him, that would be great to know. He says that she was at the bottom of his followed list, meaning that she followed him right when he made the account. That would make sense, seeing as she's at the bottom of his following list of who he follows, too. I mean, you go through some of these other affiliations here, you get what is essentially the CIA training grounds at Johns Hopkins University. It explores the relationship between politics and the many kinds of military power, from the use of terror by small non-state groups to the threatened use of nuclear weapons. Its director is John McLaughlin, who is literally an ex-acting director of the CIA and ex-deputy director of the CIA.
So you see what's going on. I'm not going to play that entire video, but I will leave links below. And I'll also leave links for this. And the only reason I'm telling you about this is it has been 30, 40 years. Yeah. Since I picked up a book and enthusiastically started reading it. Because he writes very similar to the way I talk. You know what I mean? And this dude's a very successful dude. Writing this book and believing what he believes, which is what I believe and what you should probably believe and you probably already do, was not helpful in becoming very successful, and he still did it anyways. And then took time from his life to actually write this book, giving all the, not even taking credit for it. His real name's not even on it. And all the proceeds go to somebody else, and not many people even know that. It's just a solid book, and for where we're at right now, it might be good to have a book around in case you can't go on the internet. You see what I mean? And that's exactly, this sits in the front seat of my truck now with my Bible, because now this helps me understand the Bible better. I understand the Bible somewhat, but I'm not a preacher. I'm not Brother Richie. I'm just Richie. I don't have a ministry, you know what I mean? I just do what I do and try to do the best I can, and I'll tell you what, I pray a lot. I pray a lot, and God always seems to answer whether I know it or not. At any rate, let me leave you with this. If you don't follow this channel, this is Sky News Australia. This is what they say on the news in Australia. They're in this news clip, they're referring to the Olympics, and the Olympics is important in everything we're seeing right now, because the very end of the Olympics, they showed Satan come out with a bunch of his demons, burn the entire world down. We saw the smoke, and then all of a sudden the Phoenix rose. We've never seen that on that level at the Olympics before. They always showed what was coming. Well, I guess, yeah, they are showing what's coming. But this is important because you'll never see this on the mainstream news in America. You'll see the exact opposite. And when we point out that it's the exact opposite, they call us crazy. But apparently in Australia, they do still, they're allowed to say Christian. So here you go.
And let's keep in mind, it wasn't just the Last Supper. At one point, they had a ginormous golden calf on stage straight out of the book of Exodus. Then they had a beast or some weird, mysterious, cloaked figure riding what looked for all the world like either a pale horse or a white horse straight out of the book of Revelation right there, one of the horse riders of the apocalypse. I mean, these people were celebrating, dancing around a golden calf. That imagery, that symbolism is powerful, and it wasn't lost on anyone who is marginally familiar, much less belongs to the Christian faith. And for someone like Whoopi Goldberg, who is herself a member of the LGBTIQ community, so it's no wonder that she's like, I didn't see a problem with it. What's the matter with this? Whereas for Christians, we know that all of this is actually spelled out in our Bibles.
With Revelation 9:11, and they had as king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt him, but I want to jump in for people that don't know. Round Saturn's eye is going to explain, to the best of his ability, the very last thing at the Olympics that just happened. Okay, so that's what you're watching. My bad.
Pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. And they did this whole ritual in this, where they had this hymn to Apollo and all these different things. That's who they worship, folks. That's who they serve. That's their idea of who Christ is. Their theology is completely upside down. They read parts of the Bible, but they take it in completely the opposite way. They turn everything upside down, inside out, and they believe the wrong thing. That's their problem. That's the situation that these people are in, and we should really pray that they'll be set free from this great deception, because, well, the Antichrist beast is the one that is going to rule over the world.
Let me jump in again real quick, because this Bible verse has always stuck with me for whatever reason. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. You tell me right now that we're not living in this, right now. We're not living through this. This is happening. This is absolutely without a doubt happening. And why am I talking about all of this? Because it all matters. When you can predict that they're going to shoot at the president and keep doing it, that should, in a real world, that would never happen. That would never happen. This is all set up. This is all a stage. And the end goal is going to be to get the right to go against the left. They're right, they're left. And we'll be stuck in the middle. And we'll be fighting the good fight. At any rate, let me wrap this up.
Well, the Antichrist beast is the one that is going to rule over the world. And they want to open the pit. But they think that they can create this golden age. which is like, in their eyes, like a return to Eden. It's a counterfeit of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. They're in a strong delusion where they're serving the false figure, the false enlightened figure, Lucifer. And in the same way as in the Garden of Eden, they've bought the lie that from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that they've chosen self over God, and they've served this false Christ, this Antichrist that claims to be bringing a light, but in reality is only bringing darkness, because that is a false light. It's not a real thing. They've rejected the true light of the world, the light of life, which is Jesus Christ. And they've chosen the false light that's bringing this false new age of false enlightenment. Build a new world, the beast system under the Antichrist, and unite the world under him. Then this gets a bit weird, because these like grey aliens come down out of the sky, out of space. So these hybrid beings, these alien beings.
And let me remind you that right after the Olympics, police across the United States are given a new UFO handbook as they pose a significant security risk. You think that's a coincidence? Because it isn't.
These alien beings, you can see they look kind of like grey alien type things, extraterrestrials. We'll call them demons, coming from the pit. They're coming from above here, but they're also coming out of the smoky pit. They're coming.
This is the end of the Olympics, okay? This is the 2024 Olympics. Let me just reiterate that real quick.
Up from underneath the stage, and you see all the smoke that's pouring out, and this Luciferian figure is in control of them. He's like commander of the of these things coming from the pit. They follow him. They come up. They're like his slaves. Look at this demonic stuff, folks. Really demonic stuff. Terrible stuff. They come up out of the pit, and he is their master. He's in charge of them. They're his slaves. He's in control of them, it seems. So just loads of these entities coming up, right? And then they all stand very eerily like this. At his command, he's in the center. And he's in control of them all. And look, they just bow down to this Antichrist Luciferian figure. They bow down to him. They're his slaves, these creatures from the pit. I mean, folks, can you say Days of Noah? I mean, it's just, I mean, the opening ceremony, you had all that stuff to do with twisting creation, and you had the white horse riding of the apocalypse and the mockery of Christianity, the Last Supper. That's how the Olympics opened. And then this one, you've got all these entities coming out of the pit of a destroyed world from under the earth, creatures coming up from the under the earth, being commanded by this false enlightened one who is their leader, coming from above, coming from space, in a false sacrifice of coming down from heaven to save the world, to mimic and copy Jesus Christ. You know, that's the deception. Of course, it will never work, because Jesus will return one day and defeat the Antichrist. But no wonder they're opening the ceremony with, you know, a mockery of the Last Supper. This proves the Bible. The Bible was always right. These things really exist. There is a spiritual world out there, clearly, and this is what this represents. So they're all bowing down to this Antichrist figure. You know, he's standing there in front of them all. Then he begins to basically command them, and they are his slaves, and they begin to rebuild this world from the ashes with him in control, with him in charge. But they're all creating these circles which are coming out from the ashes of the old world. And again, these are going to make the Olympic rings, which will go up into the sky. And when they do that, obviously, they do represent the, you know, the continents of the world coming together, those Olympic rings, when they come together. So that
men's hearts will fail from fear. Woe to those that harm the children. Men's hearts will fail from fear. Good will be evil. Evil will be good. I wasn't raised biblically, okay? That's not how I grew up whatsoever at all. If you guys remember, I tried to debunk the Bible only to find out the Bible proves itself exponentially, more than the Big Bang Theory, more than evolution, more than anything else. The Bible proves itself, and we've never, In all my years of doing this, we've never seen this much, this fast happening. They've got a deadline. And in 2 days, Bill Gates will be on Netflix with What's Next. Because before the pandemic, they put out Bill Gates put out a show on Netflix 2 months before it. 2 months after I predicted they were going to have a pandemic. He put out a movie called Pandemic that showed people. That's what these movies are. They're instruction guides. They show you how to act. They show you what social distancing is. They explain the mask. And they explain how everyone needs to get vaccines, etc. Well, in 2 days, he's coming out with a movie called What's Next. And after everything I just showed you, people are going to be needed. They're going to need to be briefed on what to do next. Because all hell is going to break loose. They're doing this. They're doing this. It's easy to predict because they've been telling us for years. We're just trying to catch the timeline. You know what I mean? Just trying to figure out what the timeline's going to be. And after this weekend, I met two people that took every word I've ever said to heart and then went beyond it. You know what I mean? They are ultimately prepared in so many ways, and yet they were completely grounded in the Word of God. They weren't scared whatsoever at all. They weren't scared at all. You know what I'm saying? As you shouldn't be. Granted, I did do a little recon, but I mean, I'm not stupid. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you're not walking into a trap. You know, I'm sure I've said two or three words over the last 15 years that might have actually irritated somebody. You never know. You know what I'm saying? At any rate, here you go, right here. I'm telling you, think about this. I make zero money. That's not even his real name. And everything that he makes off of this goes to Sheila Skiba. You can't ask for better than that. You can, but you won't get it. And it's definitely worth your time. And I'll tell you what, having a book, I mean, I read 20 pages in 30 minutes. That's pretty amazing. And I comprehended it because it was written so well. I wanted to read it. You know what I mean? And he puts everything out there and then ties everything back together again. So get it or don't. At any rate, I'm out.